Victoria.
We have a meeting of the Employee and Community Relations Committee notice for 8 o'clock, but the records show that it's 9 o'clock in order to accommodate the previous committee meeting. It's 9 o'clock, and present are committee members Brown, Capellini, Hussman, and Lukey. Are you staying, Jeff? This is a little short.
Yeah.
Council members Hainem, Mayor Stow, staff, Moen, Aller, Sanford, and our Blazer Board. We have two quick things, I think. One is a little quicker than the other, perhaps. The primary reason for meeting, before we had a second item added, it was the council's approach toward appointments to the Housing Council that was created in the legislation ordinance number 46-2013 for CRA number 6. This is going to be the first of several of these that will come along, but recall that the section 6 of that legislation gave authority for the mayor to appoint 2 members to the Housing Council, the Plan Commission 1, City Council 2, and then in that group once constituted would appoint 2 more. We talked a little bit about having there be a public process for the 2 council appointments, basically solicit interest from the community. I just wanted to have the committee validate that that's the direction we want to go, and then come up with some process for the clerk to make the public aware that these seats are available and solicit letters of interest. So I guess the first question is, do we still want to do this? It's a little extra process, but it's consistent with what we've done with some of our other appointments.
And I don't know who we would, how we would find anybody if we don't advertise.
Right.
I'm also wondering if there's a council member on the committee. I mean, I want to be on the committee because it's my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I can.
Well, I don't know why
overlap,
you couldn't apply,
is that
right?
No. Can that work? I mean, you could be both, but you don't have to be both.
Walking in, I think we're talking about the issue of
CRA, Housing Council.
The statute doesn't include anyone. I don't think it's a conflict of council.
So are you suggesting that we decide to?
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, like, council member could be on, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, in this case, I want to be because it's my neighborhood, and I can think about all the properties in my neighborhood that should be applying for the CRA.
Okay, well, that's a matter for the committee to decide. We could easily decide today just to appoint Katie and then solicit input from citizens for the other seat and bring those names forward to the discussion about the other 2 appointments. That's a way to do it, or we could just encourage Katie to apply along with the other citizens. It doesn't matter.
The question, there, what makes up the board again?
Two appointments by the mayor, 1 appointment from the Plan Commission, 2 appointments from council, and then the 5 that are appointed will identify 2 others once they're convened. I don't think that's a criteria.
The last 2 must be residents.
Okay, but the others not.
Right. Okay. That's
right. Okay. Right. Yeah, I mean, there's still a financial consideration here because the CRA inherently involves tax abatement, right? So. Okay, well, if I hear you all correctly, we would recommend to council to appoint Katie, but then we would also, at the same time, ask clerk to post this on the city's website, notice it through our media to the degree that we can. What's fair, a three-week application process? Ask for a letter of interest and a resume? Is that...
The critical time is at least to be established before we get out by the time we start to seek the application. So I'd rather get it done over the July for the rest of the day.
Could we time this, though, to be done by the second council meeting in September? Would that accommodate you?
Yes.
So theoretically, we could schedule a committee meeting for ahead of that council meeting to make a selection, right? And ask that all letters of interest come in by the Friday before, something like that.
And I assume it would be nice to also perhaps have the plan commission act in the first selection.
Yeah, is that, that, could you, do they know about this?
Yeah,
okay. And Mayor, you're there, so you could, right. So maybe the goal, and I don't, the date of that would be, yeah.
Probably 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Sharon's, can Sharon do this before she leaves? She's been, not so good. All right.
I have a question related. So this board, do we know when they will be meeting? I mean, it might be...
We probably have an organizational meeting to explain what the process is if they're done to serve the information that we ask for.
Yes, there's not a regular meeting. It's based on need.
Okay, I was just thinking that when we notice it, I mean, sometimes people can look at it and say, I wouldn't be able to commit to that because the timing, I'll never be able to make it to one of those meetings, or if they have an idea.
It's more of a passive for the passive for the issues that come up in the personal process. And they're not going to say,
okay. Kevin, so maybe we can put that in the notice.
Kevin, can this be, can the board be constituted without a full complement?
If the code calls for these appointments, I gather the status of it.
Yeah, okay. Kevin's point is that we don't want to rush this, right? If we do it by the meeting on October 1st, which is apparently we have a holiday on the 30th. Would that be a problem? Why don't we just, if you wouldn't mind, recommend that we notice it. I could meet with Sharon when she gets back, and we just perhaps ask for any letters of interest by the 20th. That gives us 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And then we could meet in that final week before we go into council. Sammy, you. Is it or not? Maybe not. It's the 7th. Okay, never mind. 7th. So that could be fine. Okay. So we need a motion that the council or the committee would recommend to council that we appoint Katie as one of our members and that we have at request that the clerk notice each other's seat in our various public. Moved by Mr. Bassett. All in favor? Opposed? Okay, thank you. Mayor, are you okay? The other issue today, and I'm going to ask Mr. Sanford or Mr. Brown or Ms. Capellini to talk about this, it's a matter related to city subsidy of some of public, some of the infrastructure of public and I think we just want to decide what to do with this. Bill, could you?
I I originally had mixed emotions about us charging fees for events, but then when I reviewed and saw that we charge fees for all events, no matter whether or not the chamber puts them on or whether we're charging St. Joe's, we're charging, whenever a special event is put on, even if it's not put on to the chamber, there is a fee associated with it for the cost to the city. And I guess my rationale would be that if we charge other organizations' fees, then we would have to, if we can't make an exception for the chamber, I don't think it would be fair to anybody putting on an event in the community. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. The amount of that fee, I think we need to look at. I was kind of concerned about the price of the electricity until I found out that it's really not us charging, but we're just getting it back dollar for dollar that's being charged to us by Stanson's. That probably something to correct if we do it downtown. I was concerned about it. I thought out of line. But if we're going to charge other organizations, I think we need to also charge for chamber events to be fair across the board. I think we need to take a look at what those charges are and go with the bare minimum. You know, if we can get the volunteer people to work it. I know, you know, putting up barricades and stuff, and a lot of times it's done through with overtime, but Kevin has knocked out all the, he's charging just the cost of the person, not any extras like workman's comp, insurance, and all that kind of stuff. It's just an hourly rate, correct, Kevin? So, you know, it's the bare minimum of what it is costing the city, but, you know, that's where I'm at right now. And at first, I said, oh, man, this is really, you know, we're trying to hold events, get people downtown, and we're charging, you know, against those events, and it's a public thing. But they're really not all public things. Okay. And if we're charging other organizations, we probably need to charge the chamber, but keep it to a bare minimum. And when we can get around expenses.
I mean, I think to be fair, we either charge everybody or nobody. I mean, I don't think we should make exceptions. And but for the downtown events, I think it's probably going to make sense to, for the chamber and the DSA, or maybe to sit down and review what events are happening downtown, and for them to make a decision on the cost and if they need to have all these events. Are they helping business, or are they not helping business? Is it worth the expense or not worth the expense? I mean, I think there needs to be a review process from the chamber and the DSA, and this would be a good time to do it. All the summer events we're almost done, and to sit down and talk about what was good for the summer before the next summer rolls around, and we're talking about the same thing. But I think Mike has a good point. Either everybody needs to chip in or nobody.
And when I looked at your memo, Mike, I was struck by how relatively nominal the charges are. Thank you.
give money every year to the chamber. Is that correct?
We do. I'm inclined to not do anything with this. I think it was important. It was good information. I think Mr. Sanford obviously is clued in from the administration standpoint about council's interest and direction in this, and he can bring that point of view to any future meetings that he has with the downtown merchants of the chamber. And I, you know, I appreciate Mike, you and Katie spending your time kind of getting to the bottom of this. I think just we'll just let this be informational today and not make any real recommendations. Is that fine? Good. Anything else for the committee today? If not, it's 9:15. Need a motion to adjourn. Move to second. It all in favor. We're done at 9:15. Thank you.